స్టాక్, దిస్ ఇస్ ట్రేడింగ్ ఆన్ డనూటా స్టాపరోవ్స్కా. దట్స్ డనూటా DANUTA డనూటా DANUTA స్టాపరోవ్స్కా S సదర్న్ శామ్ TAPOROWSKA. That is S as in Sam, T as in Thomas, APOROWSKA, Stoporowska. Date of birth 3/14/53, date of visit 11/10/23. Please make a copy for Patrick Garrett, MD, GARRETT, MD. Next paragraph. Dear Patrick, thank you for sending Danuta Stoporowska for pulmonary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 70-year-old female who was admitted to Advent Hospital on 8/5/23 with pulmonary embolism and a left lung infiltrate with pleural effusion was anticoagulated and subsequently switched to oral Eliquis and discharge. The patient has been experiencing left-sided pleuritic pain and she has had some shortness of breath, difficulty in taking deep breaths, and our most recent chest x-ray on 9/16/23 showed a mild left base consolidation and a small left pleural effusion. The patient has been to the emergency room since a discharge, and more recently seen at Halifax Hospital where her last chest x-ray was done. Period. She presently has no shortness of breath except for the exertion, and the patient has no cough, but has some wheezing, and she is not hypoxic on room air. Next, next paragraph. Can you also mention the patient also had a chest CT done? On /16/23, which showed mild left-sided pleural effusion with no acute pulmonary emboli, and there was mild volume loss of the left lung. Period. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history is not significant for any medical illnesses, and she denies hypertension or diabetes and denies significant surgery in the past. Next line, allergies. No drug allergies were listed. Next, habits. The patient does not smoke. No significant alcohol use. Next, family history. Father had a history of asthma and COPD. Mother died of cancer of the rectum. Next paragraph. System review. The patient denies weight loss. She has some fatigue and she has trouble taking deep breaths. His complaints of chest discomfort, mostly on the left side. Trouble taking deep breaths. Says no abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, no diarrhea or constipation. She denies any palpitations, but has some leg swelling. And she denies anxiety. I'm sorry, she does have some anxiety. And no urinary symptoms, flank pains. She has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Medalist included Eliquis 5 milligrams BID and Flexeril 10 milligrams TID PRN. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly white female was averagely built, no acute distress. Blood pressure is 150 over 70, pulses 72, respiration 16, temperature 976, weight is weight is 210, saturation 95. HG and DR norms for allergic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat was clear. Ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. Breath sounds diminished at the left base with occasional left basal crackles. Heart, the answers irregular, sphenonestu, no murmur, no astri, gallop. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds active. Extremities. No lesions or edema. No calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, breast number 1. History of pulmonary embolism. Number 2 is left basilar effusion. And number 3 is lung nodule. And number 4, rule out obstructive sleep apnea. And next paragraph, plan the patient is on Eliquis at 5 milligrams BID, which will continue. The patient has a mild left-sided effusion, which could be followed up with a follow-up chest X-ray in 2 months. Or earlier if she has any new symptoms. She also was advised to use an incentive parameter every 4 hours and advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and advised to get a polysomnographic study and was advised to lose weight. She'll be given a Ventolin and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN for shortness of breath. And I will see her after PFTs are completed in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Patrick Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, Garrett, M-D. Can you also mention in the final plan, the patient's CBC complete metabolic profile and coagulation profile, will be repeated in 1 month. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Patrick Garrett, MD. Sarah D'Souza.